Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner.
And I'm Jennifer Clemente. This week's question got posted to our website July 28th. The question reads, our sysadmin erases mail older than 3 months from my inbox, but it feels like an extra step to have to file each piece of mail in addition to acting on it. Is there any way to make this more automated, or a good excuse I can give the IT department to not delete my old email?
On the phone with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, is Alan Lepofsky from IBM's Lotus brand. Alan has been using Lotus Notes for a decade now and runs a blog called Lotus Notes Hints and Tips. Alan, any thoughts on keeping important mail from the shredder?
You can use a feature of most email programs called archiving. What archiving will allow you to do is take those existing messages out of your existing inbox or your existing mail file and move them into a secondary backup copy. And that copy can either be on your laptop, you can burn it onto CDs or DVDs, or perhaps be hosted on an archive server inside your company. Now, archiving isn't something you have to manually do. Archiving is something you can set up in whatever your mail program is, such as Lotus Notes or Microsoft Outlook, and you can define some rules that say things like, for an email message that's greater than 60 days old, automatically each night move them into my archive.
I've got to say, Alan, that's the first time I've heard that, and I have lost so much mail over the years. This is exactly what this show is for. You've taught me something that I should have learned years ago.
So, Alan, would you recommend talking to your IT department about just understanding which emails possibly to keep and which ones to discard and when?
It certainly couldn't hurt to speak with your IT department about why these rules are being applied to you. A few things that come to mind might just be something as simple as they're reducing your corporation's storage costs, but a much more prevalent situation might be that your company has rules and regulations based on the industry you're in, say healthcare or pharmaceutical or the legal profession, where there's actually regulations that control the archiving or the compliancy or the retention of emails.
Well, Alan, I want to thank you for helping us out here. And just before we go, let's take a quick look in our mailbag. Thanks to all of you who wrote or posted about our first couple of shows. Clint Roswell thought it was, quote, brilliant. Brett Phillip called it a wonderful idea. And Luis Suarez called it great stuff. Jen, you think any of these folks are IBMers?
Well, I know at least one of them was my mom. So, well, seriously, folks, please contribute with your comments, both the good ones and the bad ones, and give us some questions for our experts or share your own expertise. Just visit us at www.ibm.com/shortcuts or mail us at cuts@us.ibm.com.
From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.